from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
The first one of 2025. Hello.
Yes, slightly different format. Hello, wherever you're listening to in the world. We're going to do these weekly. How good?
Yeah, we're worried that we were overloading you in previous years with a daily podcast. It's just too much content.
I couldn't keep up with my own show.
Yeah.
That's why I thought it was a little bit too overwhelming. But I think Friday afternoons, episode drops, bang.
You reckon Friday afternoon or you reckon like a Saturday morning?
Can we do that?
Let's do
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Let's do Saturday morning, maybe 9:30?
Yeah.
Ish. Awesome.
Nah,
okay.
7:30.
No, because who's awake?
People are going for runs and stuff.
Yeah, but Perth isn't even awake yet at that point.
Yeah, but that's okay. They'll wake up eventually.
Oh, we're going to aim for the East Coast, isolate the West Coast.
It probably doesn't make a difference unless we post about it. Doesn't matter when it's published.
No, good call. Okay, Saturday morning, morning, wherever you're listening to, afternoon. This is pretty much the best bits of our week. So instead of having like a little daily snippet, we're going to compile our favourite bits across the week, play them for you, hopefully make you laugh.
Yeah, absolutely. So in this, we're eating grapes. We're talking about New Year's Eve and how lame it was.
Yeah, terrible.
We're talking about the new job that I've picked up, a legitimate side hustle.
Yeah, actual dollars going into the account.
Yeah.
Have you been paid yet?
No.
Oh,
no.
You've done no work yet, though.
No, I've only submitted 2.5 minutes of work to it. So if I do get paid,
it won't
be much.
2.5 minutes more than you put into this show. Am I right?
Yeah.
Hey.
All right. Enjoy. And we'll speak to you again next week.
Live across the sunny coast.
Oh, if your head's not banging after that one.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hello. Sunny Coast.
How are your ear holes going? Have they repaired themselves after last year?
Oh, probs not.
Because we're back.
We're back, baby. They let us back in the door. The fob works.
We had to take a huge pay cut, but we said we have to be back. The Sunny Coast need Ellie and Taz.
Announcing in 2025, we're volunteers.
No, we pay to be here.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
We?
No, it is good to be back after a couple of weeks hiatus.
You don't laugh, you cry about the salary stuff.
So true. No, but I've been excited to come back.
Have you? You've been in the state about 12 hours.
Yeah, that's
true. You've been in WA for the last 3 months at this point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 10 days, but close.
You came, the first thing you said to me, you're like, oh, wow, hey, Taz. So anyway, how's the weather been over the break? Because I don't know. I was like, well, it's been lovely. Thank you. Live and local.
Well, I went back to my hometown of Perth. Saw the family, saw my little nephews who are getting so big. You know, I went to the beach, all the good things.
You put together that reel. You put a reel up.
I did. That took me the whole flight.
Yeah.
Because I went Perth to Sydney, Sydney to Maroochydore last night.
Was it worth it for the 12 likes that you got?
It's not for the likes, Taz. It's for the memories.
So, Sunny Coast, she's posted one thing her entire trip, and it's this montage of, it's a lovely montage.
Yeah, it's feel good.
But it's all family stuff, by the pool, Christmas, presents, rah, and lots of family getting together. But it's not not like anything else Chaney's ever put up on her Instagram before.
Excuse me?
Your Instagram is all either work stuff, weird handstands on the beach that are like trying to attract guys when you were single.
And hilarious gags.
Non-stop gags.
Non-stop gags.
So there was no gags, no handstands on a beach. It was really weird.
I'm wholesome in 2025, mate.
Oh, wow.
Yep. New year, new me.
Bring it on.
What about you? How was your little break?
Me? Nothing much, really, apart from I got a girlfriend. Oh.
Thank the Lord.
It's official.
The endless dating cycle is over.
Hard launch.
I get to delete your Tinder off my phone. Oh.
Long story there, Sunny Coast, okay?
Oh.
You were running my Tinder. You weren't. You're not trying to swipe, trying to get me on Tinder.
No, certainly not. No. Certainly not. So you go, are you ready to name her on the radio? Or?
No. We'll just call her the girlfriend for
the
now.
The girlfriend.
Yeah, just an enigma.
But you're a fish. You're like, you said, will you be my girlfriend? She said yes.
Yeah.
Oh, did she hesitate saying yes?
There was some hesitation. She looked around. I was the nearest guy that was at all good looking. And she went, you'll do.
Yeah, it's slim pickings on the coast, let me tell you that much. No, congrats, bud. That's
especially
very exciting.
Now that I'm off the market.
There's a lot of tears.
People turning off on droves right now, all the single ladies.
Well,
so.
We're the only show that's back, okay? So you got nowhere to turn to.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Now, there's a lot of weird stuff that happens over the Christmas and New Year break. One thing seemed to sweep the globe. It was going viral everywhere. I couldn't not see this heading into the new year of 2025. People eating grapes under a table. Did you see any of this?
I did not see this, no.
Oh, thank God, because it's half my feed for a good couple of days. Let me tell you why people are eating 12 grapes for New Year's. Mm-hmm. So it's a Spanish tradition. At midnight, New Year's Eve, as soon as it hits midnight, all across the country, they have to race to eat 12 grapes before the first minute of the new year passes.
Okay.
It's supposed to, if you can do all 12 in the time limit, you should get a whole year of good luck. Tradition holds that good luck will be on your side for the entire year if you can consume all 12 grapes in that time limit.
Can you have your grapes in liquid form, aka a glass of wine, in 1 minute?
So weird that you say that, but you can actually buy them in Spain peeled.
Oh, and ready to go.
Peeled grapes.
Yeah, that's delish, especially if you freeze them. Mm-hmm.
But you don't have time. No one's got time to peel a grape. You're just having it with the skin on, surely.
Yeah.
But you can buy them peeled and pitted in a can, and there's only 12 of them in the can, so you just have to crack the can and
Get them down. That's a marketing ploy. That's
So you don't have to count them. You don't have to worry about that sort of stuff. You just have to buy them in a can. I'm thinking it's going to catch on around the world. It sort of did a little bit. People were eating them under a table to try and make sure that they were finding love this year.
Oh, cute. Well, you just announced you've got a girlfriend now, so you don't need to eat grapes.
I didn't even need to do the grapes. However, I thought for this show, we want to have a really good 2025.
We do.
It's show one, day one of Ellie and Taz for 2025. Let's down some grapes. Have you got a minute timer for me? Because I got 12 grapes here, and I just thought for the Ellie and Taz show, if we can down them, then we're going to have good luck.
Well, I don't have a minute timer. I've got a 30-second timer, which I think if you can get the 12 grapes done in 30 seconds...
I thought we were going to share the grapes.
Oh, no, we can't share the grapes.
Oh.
Because we're a team.
Yeah.
So
I have to do it all.
I'll play the timer and you eat the 12 grapes. And then we will both reap the successes of the grapes.
But if I can't get all the 12 grapes down, it's going to be bad luck for the show for the year.
Mate, we came third last year, I'm sure. We can't go down any further.
That's because we didn't eat any grapes. Okay. I've got to do it in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's not how the Spaniards do it.
Well, I have faith in you. You're a big dude. You got a big mouth. All right. Ready?
Yep.
Time starts now. Oh, okay. He's gone in two at a time? Was that three? Three, straight off the bat. Okay. Three, choo, 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 down the train. Another three? That's six if my calculations are correct. With 20 seconds to go, I think you're fine. All right. He's got another two this time, or was that another three? All right, he's got, five left. Five left. It's practically like he's having a glass of wine right now. He's fermented it all. Oh, three left to go. You've got 10 seconds. Swallow, chew, chew, again, swallow. I'm running out of things to commentate about. Here we go. Yay!
Thank you. Good luck for 2025, folks.
This year, we're going to be number two.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Sunny Coast, be our first couple of callers on our show for the year. How lame was your New Year's Eve?
We want to hold a bit of a contest because I think that I am the victor. I think I have hands down had the lamest.
The
New
lamest.
Year's. Yep. And this is big for me to admit because I used to be a party gal. Ocean Street used to be my home.
I think I had a lamer New Year's Eve than you.
All right, let's battle. Shall I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. On New Year's Eve 2024-25, I was with my parents, who are both in close to 70, slash one is over 70. Mm. We sat down and did a jigsaw puzzle. Not only were the three of us doing the jigsaw puzzle together, Mum got bored halfway through, put her headphones in and listened to an audiobook.
Taking her out of the conversation that was obviously riveting, and she'd much prefer an audiobook over Ellie at 10 p.m.
Oh, 10 p.m.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, no, you're dreaming if you think we went to bed. Mum and Dad went to bed at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
I stuck it out and did the puzzle alone.
By yourself.
Until 10:30 p.m. When
Where
I was
your boyfriend?
To be fair, he was back over in Queensland. Oh. I was over in WA. And to be fair, I thought, well, it's 2 hours behind in WA. Mm. So technically I've made it to Queensland's midnight.
Oh, yeah.
So I can call it a day.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Yep. It's got nothing on mine, though.
Oh, okay, hit me.
So my girlfriend and I, she came over and cooked this dinner. She made this really nice salad. She bought a new cookbook on how to make this nice salad.
Okay.
But it was quite vinegary. And it's like the sauce that it was coming with, right?
Yeah.
This is all part of the New Year's Eve story and how lame it is.
Yeah.
So there were no midnight fireworks here on the sunny coast.
Yeah.
We wanted to get around the earlier ones. Didn't want to deal with the crowds, etc. Because there were a couple. There's 8:30 in Mooloolaba. That was what we were going to try and find. And her and I, being sunny coast locals, we're thinking, where can we go that will have the view of Mooloolaba, but we don't have to deal with the crowds? She goes, oh, my sister lives in Kaluan, has views of Maroochydore and Mooloolaba.
Beautiful.
So we can go there. Her sister's away.
Yeah.
So we can go there on the balcony that they've got above their house. We're going to have beautiful views. It's just going to be her and I. We can enjoy the fireworks together.
And the vinegary salad.
Now, I've downed a couple of bowls of this vinegary salad.
Oh, no.
We get to the sister's place 10 minutes before the fireworks. And she goes, oh, I found some ginger beers. So we crack open some ginger beers.
Oh.
I'm downing a ginger beer pretty hard before the fireworks.
Loose.
Mixing with the vinegary salad did not mix very well. So
did you poop yourself on New Year's?
No. Not that end.
Did you vom yourself on New Year's?
So me and my new girlfriend that I'm still trying to impress were at her sister's place watching the fireworks. And the fireworks, you don't know about this, the fireworks were quite smoky this year because of all of the smoke that the fireworks are making. The wind wasn't blowing the fireworks away. So about a minute into the fireworks, we couldn't see fireworks because of the smoke.
Oh.
So we were standing in Kaluan by ourselves. I was throwing up and the fireworks were going off, but we couldn't see them. Who had the lamer New Year's Eve?
Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Joe in Nambour. Joe, did you have a lame New Year's? Tell us, what'd you get up to?
I spent the whole New Year's at the Mooloolaba bit stuck in traffic.
Oh, no.
Oh,
okay,
no.
So I've heard that traffic was a little all over the shop. Joe, whereabouts were you?
Yeah, the Mooloolaba bit, and I drove right down to, like, the end where it does the, circle bit.
Yep.
And, I had to wait there until about 12 o'clock at night until all the traffic had cleared before we started moving.
Oh.
You're kidding. So what time did you try and leave?
I drove down there at probably about 7:30.
And you didn't even get out of the car?
I ended up getting out of the car and, because I was born and I had one of my mates there, we just started doing a bit of, maintenance on the car, checking the oil.
I mean, you may as well.
I found an empty bottle in the car, so I went and filled it up with water and started filling up, the washer water.
Joe, whereabouts on that road were you when the fireworks went off? Paint that picture for us.
I didn't even get to see the fireworks at all.
What? You couldn't just, look up in the sky and there they were?
Nah.
Too busy changing a tyre.
Yeah.
He got the jack out and was underneath.
I heard it, though.
That's half the fun is the loud noises of the fireworks.
Oh,
so, yeah. Joe, that is rough. But, hey, at least you've come into 2025 with a brand spanking new car.
Yeah, I wish.
Did you find anything that needs doing on the car, Joe?
Since I bought the car, I'd never checked the oil or anything, so I was like, might as well. Nothing needed doing, so pretty much a waste of time anyway.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tazzy, I need your help deciding whether this person who's doing the rounds of the sunny coast is a cool person or the worst.
Is this an Ellie Cheney investigations case?
Sure, we can. I'll take on a new case.
First case of 2025. Exciting.
Yeah, all right. A friend of mine sent a photo to our group chat of something that her husband received on his car.
Okay.
It's a little printout, a little business card, if you will.
Oh.
I've just sent you a photo of it.
Oh, yeah.
On the business card, it says, learn to park.
Oh, my gosh, it does too.
You accidentally passed like...
Parked
like an a-hole. Get the help you need before becoming the person everyone hates. Now, I've cleaned up that language a little bit.
Yeah, there's a few swear words in there you have danced around. Learn to park is the big one. It looks like it's in some sort of proper paper. They've actually got them printed.
They have gone to Officeworks and paid for these, I reckon.
Do you think they're going around looking for cars to hand these out on?
Well, this is the thing, right?
So, and, hang on,
yep.
Did your friend send a picture of the park that does apparently deserve this?
No. Good point.
I want to see how bad it is.
She did send a description. She said, Andy got it on the windscreen this morning with a park that was in the lines and only slightly askew. So she's vouching for it being a good park. And knowing her, if her husband had done a bad park, she would have said...
Throw it under the bus.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it must have been an okay park. And yet this person... So is this a, like, heroic thing to do? Or...
Oh, give these carts out?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, what if it is a terrible park?
This is not the right way to do it, regardless of how bad the park is.
No? How
this
do you do
person's
it?
Annoying. I would not like to be friends with someone who hands out learn to park business cards. Come on.
Well, look, I've been in a car with you and you're a very placid, normal person, but when you get behind the wheel of a car, you get road ragey.
How do I get?
You start,
what sort of stuff am I saying?
You will abuse anyone who does anything even slightly wrong. So I feel like
you're abuse?
Come on, mate. I got places to be. Oh, don't even bother about indicating. That's fine. That's Taz in
one
the
of
car.
Them is, oh, welcome to my lane, buddy, as they, like, force their way in between me and the car in front.
Yeah, very aggressive you get on the road. So I feel like you'd be the person.
I'm not aggressive.
You're not like.
Am I?
You're not like going all Alf Stewart and your flaming drongos, but harsher.
Yeah.
But you're pretty aggressive on the roads.
What about my parking, though?
Well, this is the thing. I feel like you are the type of personality who would give out these learn to park business
offensive.
Cards.
Offensive. Do you think I can print this picture and leave this picture of the business card on people's cars?
Yeah, why
would
not?
That be good enough?
Well, if you have insight, Sunny Coast, into who the learn to park business card dropper is, we would love to investigate further. We'd love to get them on the show.
And have you left a note telling people to get better at parking?
Oh, I got one once. It said, handwritten, the morning I'd broken up with my ex-boyfriend, I was like, I'm going to go for a drive to Noosa, clear my head. I go out to my car and there's a handwritten note saying, learn to park, you kook. Alicia, you've called in. You reckon you can shed a little bit of light on this situation, do you?
Yeah, I can.
Here we go. This is the investigation. The first one of the year coming through with hopefully some results. Okay, Alicia, what have you got for us?
Okay, so the learn to park cards that are getting around the coast, the orange and black looking ones,
yes,
are from two twin boys that ordered nearly 2,500 cards from overseas. And as a joke, they stuck them all over the students' cars at school and the teachers' cars at their school.
Yeah.
And from that, the kids in that school have been collecting them up and sharing them around and dropping them around the coast. And then as people are finding them on their cars, they're just passing the love down the line.
Awesome. So that's
2,500 cards out there on the Sunshine Coast between Coolum and Maroochydore is where the first drop was done in Bly Bly at Park Lake.
Wow. Okay. First drop in Bly Bly and Park Lakes. What I'm thinking is I would love to collect as many of the 2,500 as we can.
Oh, and then but you got to put them out back out in the community. That's what she's saying.
I want to take them off the streets.
Yeah, the idea is when you get one, you've got to put them in your car, and then when you see someone, you drop it out on their car.
Stop it.
Do you know the two boys, Alicia?
Yeah, how do you have this intel?
Yes, I do know the two boys very well.
Are you their mother?
I'm not their mother.
I feel like...
I might be very close with the kids, but no, I'm not their mother.
Fossenbrook had the Prime Minister on this morning, but I think the bigger get would be to interview the two boys that have ordered in 2,500 learn to park cards. Alicia, thank you so much for this little bit of info. This is going to do us for many days.
I can try and get them to contact you guys if you like, but they've just been accepted into university in America, so they're getting ready to go overseas. All right, I'll send the message on for them to contact you.
That would be great, Alicia.
Yes, please. Get them to send us a DM on Insta. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Alicia, you're the best. Thank you so much. Tassie, dare I say, is this the first time that Ellie Cheney Investigations has solved a crime?
Well, I mean, you're not. There was no crime committed.
Okay,
and
solved an investigation.
You didn't actually solve anything. We've talked about something and we've learnt some answers.
We got answers.
The plot has thickened. So much has happened in the last 10 minutes with this thing. It looks like it goes deeper than you and I.
Yeah, the one that was found in Majimba is not the only one floating around the coast. We just spoke to Alicia, who shed some insight. She said there's a couple of twins going around. They printed off 2,500 of them as a prank for the school.
I smell something. I smell a plan afoot. 2,500 of these cards.
And so if you've received one, this could be why. Now, Tyler's given us a call from Coolum as well. Tyler, can you shed a little bit more light on this for us?
Well, I think they're kind of funny, you know, like someone's just trying to be the Batman of parking, you know, trying to... get it in line.
Batman of parking.
Well, we've heard a little bit of information that maybe 2,500 of these cards were imported and then slowly distributed from a school initially, but then now they're slowly drip feeding around the sunny coast. Have you seen any?
Yeah, I've seen a fair few. Yeah, I know a couple of people with stacks of them.
Do you? I feel like there's something you're not telling us, Tyler. Have you been involved with these cards? Have you placed a card or two in your time?
Oh, nah.
How many of your friends got, Tyler?
Oh, heaps. I'd want to say like in the hundreds.
What? Whereabouts? What part of the coast are these appearing the most?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Jeez.
I don't know. I know people have them all the way from like Noosa to like Shippy Down.
Spreading faster than COVID, these things.
Yeah. Tyler, how many have you got with you right now?
Oh, like 50 in my car.
50? And
how'd
you get the 50?
I want some.
I can't disclose that information.
No. Tyler,
why is there so much so much secrecy around these things? I don't like it.
I'm not saying names.
Tyler's holding back. How old are you, Tyler?
18.
18. Perfect
age.
Do
you know anyone that may have imported these cards, Tyler?
If hypothetically, if I did, I wouldn't share the information.
Wow.
I feel like we're police officers interrogating a suspect.
I feel
here.
Like we're on to a scent. We're close.
Oh, Tyler knows more than he's letting
play hardball with Tyler. Play good cop. Bad cop.
I watch a lot of cop shows.
Yeah, here
this
we
should
go.
Be my thing. All right, Tyler. Look, we already know that you're involved. So one way or the other, you're going to be paying for this for the rest of your life. But if you give up your source, then... we can work out a deal.
Good.
What's the deal?
The deal is you have immunity for life.
Oh, I don't know. I've been pretty immune without this deal.
Oh, yeah, to be fair. Yeah.
No one's caught me yet.
He called us.
Yeah, and Tyler's probably not even his real name.
All right, Tyler. The plot thickens, but thank you for sharing what little intel you do have.
Oh, my God.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You know how I'm now like a businesswoman?
Oh, no. You do have a website, elliecheney.com.au.
Yeah.
How many visits on that? Can you see?
I don't know.
Because when you Google Ellie Cheney, which is a very specific Google, your website still does not come up. We had our boss the other day, actually our big, big, big boss, not even Benny, and he tried to Google your name.
Yeah.
He had to go through 10 pages of Google before you came up.
Update? I've just checked.
This was a week ago.
Yeah, because when you first, you know, I think the more you go to a website, the higher it gets on the Google thing.
Mm.
It's been bumped up to page 2.
When was the last time you went to the second page of Google?
Well, the first page is all my, like, Instagram and LinkedIn and stuff. Anyway.
No OnlyFans.
No OnlyFans. Okay. No, I haven't ventured into OnlyFans yet. There's time. No, but anyway, I was on LinkedIn because I'm a businesswoman and I got LinkedIn Premium free trial for a month. And a post popped up that I thought...
LinkedIn Premium. That screams I'm single.
Well, that's how you see who can see who's viewed your profile. God,
you're so vain. So vain.
Well, I wanted to see if I'd gotten any traction since I launched my website. Nothing wrong with that. I'm a businesswoman, Taz.
Okay, so you're a businesswoman, yeah.
It's what we do.
Right. Anyway, business and stuff.
This post popped up from one of my connections. Cesar Solis. I don't know who he is.
Did it need to be said with some sort of accent?
Yes, it does actually, because it's got the little accent things over the E and
okay.
over the I.
I'll let you have that.
So thank you. 16 signs of a highly intelligent employee.
Oh, here we go.
And I thought, I want to see.
This is you and me to a T.
The man that I've connected myself with in a professional sense, the one who sits across from me every day, is a highly intelligent employee.
This is my favourite music. Not boding well for the highly intelligent employee.
Literally, the action you did just then, you were like marching like you were one of the seven dwarves.
It's a great little, little ditty, this song. It's great.
All right, 16 signs. I'm just going to read you a few.
Yep.
They know when to say no to a meeting.
I try my best.
You say no to meetings? No, I reckon you're pretty... You know,
I've never said no to a meeting.
Yeah, you're a bit desperate when it comes to meetings. Yeah. Like, you love a meeting. They help others advance in their career.
Yeah, look at me. I'm carrying you forward.
They don't respond to most emails. Oh. Hey, that's me.
No, it says most. You don't respond to all emails.
They stay away from gossip and corporate politics.
Hang on. Highly intelligent employee that's doesn't respond to emails.
No. It even says they cheat on their job with a side hustle.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you do?
I do.
EllieChaney.com.au. Thank you very much.
Head to it now. Bump it up to page one.
Don't know what she's offering, but if you pay, yes is the answer.
They treat everyone equal. Nah, you don't do that.
Ow.
You're mean to some people.
I'm still dancing to this music.
They create stuff people want. We're both out there.
Vandal's good. That's coming up in 20 minutes.
Well, finally... The 16th one is they're humble.
Oh, damn it. I was so close.
So not highly intelligent.
Not a highly intelligent employee, but also, does it say LinkedIn Premium on there as any sort of highly intelligent?
No,
yeah,
but
didn't
it
think
should.
So. No,
it
I don't think so.
Should.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
We want to know this afternoon on 545-11919, how'd you catch some cheating after Lily Allen has gone full internet sleuth to catch her husband? Created a profile,
yep.
Sought after the chicks that her husband was following on Instagram. Mm. She like narrowed it down so that the parameters fit them.
Yes.
So that she could find him and sure enough found his profile. Boom.
Remember about 6 months ago we had a caller call through share a fantastic or terrible, I guess, no matter depending on what side of the story you're on, cheating story. Mm. We were talking about rings and engagement rings.
Yeah.
Do you remember the story?
Yeah.
And she was talking about the story that happened with her engagement ring and she goes, but that's all irrelevant now because I came home and found my husband in bed with another man.
That's right.
And I was like, what the hell has gone on here?
It's crazy. These stories, some people are unbelievable when it comes to cheating.
We were blindsided by that story.
Yeah, we absolutely were. Let's see if we'll be blindsided by this one. Amy's in Kiwana. Amy, have you caught someone cheating?
I have. So, you know, this was around 10 years ago now. I was working as a wedding photographer and had photographed a wedding for a client. The bride had hired me and I'd formed such a great relationship with her. This was down in Sydney, so not locally.
Okay.
And I had photographed the wedding. We had such a great time and then sat down the next week to edit the photos. Yeah. And as I'm flicking through editing the photos, I had taken obviously a lot of portraits of all of the guests. And in the background of one of the photos is the groom kissing the bridesmaid.
You're joking.
No.
At the wedding.
At the wedding. They were behind a wall, but it was just the angle that I had taken a group photo on that you could just see it behind everyone. So it definitely wasn't discreet and they were having a little moment.
Were you looking through the photos, Amy, with the bride or just by yourself?
I was by myself and I had to deliver the gallery to the bride. So I was going through the photos and choosing what photos I would deliver to her.
Mm. Oh.
So,
how did you approach it, Amy? What was that moment like?
I mean, it wasn't my business and I was there to capture their photos. So I finished the edit on all of the best photos that I thought were the best ones and delivered her all of the gallery and just left it up to if she found the photo herself.
Oh, you didn't point it out. Oh, and do you know if she did?
She did, and they separated soon after. So I think it was the fastest marriage and separation that I'd ever heard of.
Oh, my good. What a... Oh, I nearly swore just then about the dude. What an absolute dingbat.
And the bridesmaid.
And the bride at the wedding.
Yeah.
And also, I would not show her.
Yeah.
You know? And could you imagine if it just got deleted and she never found it out?
Right.
No.
If he's willing to that on his wedding day, how bad is he being the rest of the time, you know?
Mm. Oh. The rest of their lives. So, no.
Amy.
Caught out.
Caught out indeed. Friend. That is an incredible story. Thank you, Amy.
Amy, a $50 Coles Buyer voucher coming your way as well.
Thank you.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Just quickly, if you're buying something from the supermarket, often things are sealed in plastic these days, or you can't quite open something without there being some sort of seal lock thing, so that you know that you're the first one to get to the product inside, right?
Yeah.
If you're buying hair products, though, don't know what it's like as a girl, but if you're buying hair products like hair gels or styling creams or some sort of thing that you put in your hair to like lift your hair up, right?
Yep.
Add a bit of something to your hair, a bit of texture. Those aren't always sealed. They're just, you can just pick them up and then and you can have a look and see what the kind of consistency is, maybe give it a smell.
Yeah, I have been known to do that with makeup testers.
Is it the same with makeup and stuff?
Well, there's always a tester one open.
Oh, no, these aren't testers. You can just buy one off the shelf and they're not completely closed. Anybody can open them. I bought a new one of what I currently use, whatever it is. It's like some sort of paste thing. And
for your hair?
Yeah.
Hair paste.
Yeah, you get like that sort of amount in your hand and then you rub it in and then you put it through your hair and it just gives you a little bit of... It doesn't sit like this normally.
Is that how you get so much volume?
Yeah, a little bit of volume.
That's how you get the Johnny Bravo look.
Okay, all right, that's enough out of you.
The quiff.
So can you not say called? Quiff on the air, please?
Quiff. I can't say the other. I can just say quiff.
What can't you say?
The one that sounds like quiff.
Oh, okay.
I always have to think before saying that.
Really?
Anyway... Yep, so you bought the hair paste for your hair.
Yes, and I took it home and I've sent you a picture of the product because I opened it up to try and use it this morning.
Yeah.
Have a look at that. I sent it to you at 7:30 this morning and I went, oh no, I've bought a used item. Best part is, though, I think we can catch the thief because everything about it is flat, but somebody's put their finger in it to just test the consistency of this paste.
Yeah.
But it has left behind a perfect fingerprint.
Now, you told me about this morning.
We can find out who this guy or girl is.
Who's been touching your stuff.
If we can get some sort of fingerprint reader, we can find who brought this hair gel, or didn't buy it, sorry, just went up to it in the supermarket and went, no, I don't want that.
Well, luckily you've come to Ellie Chaney Investigations because I've got connections all across law enforcement.
Here we go.
I have one connection in the Sunshine Coast Police Force who's actually quite high up, who I have reached out to about this issue.
They'll have a fingerprint scanner or something.
Yep.
Yeah, a little database. What I would expect in the cop shows is I take this fingerprint in, they do a little laser scan on it, and then it goes through the database.
And they match it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was hoping for. So I've sent a message to this high-up figure in the
How high up are you annoying with my problem?
Pretty high.
Oh, no.
Pretty high.
Okay.
Like near the top.
Right.
I said, hello, Ellie here from CFM. We're after an investigative contact for our show.
So is this guy or girl?
This is a guy.
And he's going to be very busy.
Yes. And I also don't know him super well.
Okay. So you...
He probably didn't have my number, hence why I have to say, hi, it's Ellie from CFM.
Right.
Taz has found a fingerprint in his hair gel and we want to do a segment about trying to track down the perpetrator. Any chance you'd want to come on the show for a fun chat about it?
Here we go.
Right.
Results.
He's responded. What's hair gel?
Oh.
Ha ha. And seriously, who uses hair gel these days?
What? People put stuff in their hair. Who's this guy?
So I'm thinking, all right, we've got a bit of bants flowing here.
Yeah.
Me and this police officer.
So you haven't asked for anything yet?
Well, I have said, can you come on the show? But he didn't respond to that part.
Okay, you can just ignore that.
So he's responded. Oh, no, sorry, I've responded. Ha ha, touche. I mean, maybe it's hair mousse or paste or product. I don't know what you boys call it these days.
Oh, no.
Good
banter from me. No, it's not good banter from you. You've ruined it.
Maybe I did.
If you'd said, Yeah, I know, right? So lame. Anyway, any chance of a fingerprint scanner? Just get to the point. He's busy.
Well, no, I didn't.
He doesn't want banter with Ellie from CFM.
His response has switched from the hair gel banter to, I'm in management meetings all afternoon, so I'm afraid I can't help with the fingerprint. Regards. I don't think we're tracking down the perp, buddy.
GTFO. That's police.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You've got a side hustle, elliechaney.com.au. Nobody can find it on Google. It's so badly managed, this website, because you're managing it, that nobody can even find it. Even when they Google Ellie Chaney, it doesn't even come up.
Yeah, but go to page 2, because it's now up at page 2.
Is it? It's skyrocketed from page 12 up to page 2. I don't remember the last time I went to page 2 or onwards of a Google search.
Well, just keep scrolling. You'll find it. But it has landed me my first official job.
So this is for emceeing, for voiceover work, for
video presenting.
You did say something about, what was it, sporting? No.
Live sport presentation.
Yeah, but you also wanted like balls and stuff.
Oh, corporate balls?
Yeah. Have you done any of those yet?
No, but if you've got a corporate ball coming up and you need an MC, let me know.
Yeah, early January is peak for corporate balls.
Yeah. But anyway, I've got a job with a US-based company doing voice acting, which is not something I've ever done before.
No, and you keep coughing up a storm on this show.
Yeah, not a good first week on the job, the old voice acting.
Do they need, dying patient or something? Because you could do that quite well at the moment.
Well, funny you say that because...
Coughing up a lung?
My job is to basically dub over already produced little videos. So they want Australian accents.
I thought you were doing audiobooks.
Yeah, audiobooks is another branch of it. But at the moment, this week, the project I'm working on...
So they're like those ads that you watch where you go... She's not saying that.
Yeah.
That's your job. Yep. You're going to be the person. You're going to go, that's not her real voice.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
That's me.
All right.
So in order to dub and fill it out so that it matches what's happening, they've given me a list of filler words just in case I need some ums and ahs thrown in that they they can chuck in. Extra sound effects,
basically.
If you
trip over and in the distance, you can go, ooh.
Exactly. So they sent me through a list of them and they said, hey, can you record them?
Yeah.
I haven't done any of them yet,
yeah,
but I've given you the list.
Oh, my gosh.
So I thought we could do some live workshopping.
Oh, my gosh, it keeps going. It's double-sided. Sunny Coast, this is insane. Hang on. Let me take you through the first one.
Yeah.
A thoughtful slash unsure.
Oh, okay.
You've got to do a realization. Turn it down a little bit.
Oh, too much?
Yeah. Surprise. Oh.
Ah!
Understanding. Oh.
Oh.
That is four of, there's so many here. Double-sided. It's in small font. Eating. Munch, munch.
No.
Yes. Eating.
Yeah.
Munch, munch. Oh, give us a munch, munch, please. Pushing oneself to run, huffing.
Okay. Oh,
it's believable. While crying.
Oh no!
Snort.
I didn't know I'd have to cry.
You need to cry,
okay,
and then mid-cry snort. Gee, that's pushing you.
Okay.
Okay, finally, there is 1, 2, 3, that's enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different forms of laughter.
Oh, no.
I'll just describe what with the one word for the laughter.
Okay, we'll do rapid fire.
You need to do all 6.
Okay.
Ha.
Ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
He. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
This is super awkward. Snicker.
What's a snicker?
And a chuckle.
So I'm going to have
you
to
are their worst employee.
I'm going to have to stand in a recording booth and do all of these by myself.
Oh, hang on. There's another 3 laughs to come.
Oh, God, yeah?
There's heavy breathing, shallow breaths, deep inhale. Oh, hang on. A deep inhale for relieved.
You don't inhale when you're relieved.
It says deep inhale for relieved. Yeah. And then... another deep inhale, a different one this time.
Yeah.
Just before planning your next move.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Just before the ads, we learned about Ellie's side hustle doing some voiceover work for over in the States when they need an Aussie dub of some videos. But they've given you a list of 2 pages of sound effects that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So it's lots of laughing, cryings, ohs, ahs, oofs, etc. Can I get you to do three for me?
Yeah.
Can you give me, all it does is tell you the type of sound and then the word of the sound. So can you give me a romantic sigh? Then can you give me a romantic giggle?
Oh, that was good.
That was actually good.
I might actually keep that one.
I'd save that one.
Yeah.
The last one, after drinking a liquid, Oh, that was good.
Hold
keep
on,
that
I've
one
got
as
a
well.
Coke here. Should I try it?
Yeah, yeah, try maybe. It live. Mm. Are you a method actor?
Oh.
No, your first one was better.
Was
I think
it?
You did better with no drink.
I did have a bit of a bubble from the Coke Zero in my throat.
Okay, good. Too much information. They don't ask for any of that.
Okay. There you go. All right, well, I've got plenty of work to do. There's 2 pages of these to get through. In the meantime, though.
To disapprove. Oh, can you pause the song? Pause the song. Just before
wow.
we do. To disapprove or reject, clicking tongue. But then it says in brackets, please check Australian context as to whether it's used in Australia or not. No, clicking tongue. So.
Yeah. No, I would interpret that as.
That's no, that's down the list as tisk. It's, they've actually got an annoyed tisk.
So. Nah, it's not used in Australia.
Sorry, Dua Lipa.
Scratch that one.
You can play now.
See you, fam.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
We've had our first week back on air for 2025.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this weekend. I'm tired.
5 days. It's
5 days, no good.
Albo,
we need to get that changed.
Is Albo still in town? Because I want to bring up the four-day working week
walking
again.
Walking week? You hate walking.
I'm keen for a four-day week.
What do you say about people that walk to work? Remember?
I'm one of them. I walk to work today. Stop off an Aldi.
You've said some things about people that walk to work.
Yeah, we're all legends. Okay. Anyway, let's look back at the first week of 2025.
The highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
CFM's Ellie and Taz. The highlight tapes. 3, 2, 1.
Just like that, the 10-day hiatus of the Ellie and Taz show was over. Sunny Coast.
How are your ear holes going? Have they repaired themselves after last year?
Probs not.
Because we're back.
We're back, baby. But despite the break, we weren't quite ready to work too hard just yet.
Let's do a little slow launch for 2025. Yeah. Let's not come in with any too much gusto.
Yeah.
Let's just all quiet.
And there was no threat of us actually excelling and doing a good job in week one. It looks like.
Oh, you're right.
And to be fair, the soft launch of our 2025s had been going since the clock struck midnight on December 31st. On New Year's Eve, 2024-25, I was with my parents. We sat down and did a jigsaw puzzle. Mum got bored halfway through, put her headphones in and listened to an audiobook. Mum and Dad went to bed at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
I stuck it out and did the puzzle alone.
By yourself.
Until 10:30 p.m.
Hello, it's Taz here. Let me just interject. I had a worse one, thank you. Oh. I'm downing a ginger beer pretty hard before the fireworks.
Loose.
Mixing with the vinegary salad did not mix very well. So.
Did you poop yourself on New Year's?
No. Not that end.
Did you vom yourself on New Year's?
So me and my new girlfriend that I'm still trying to impress... We're at her sister's place watching the fireworks. I was throwing up and the fireworks were going off, but we couldn't see them.
One thing we did achieve in week one of 2025 was Ellie Chaney Investigations with intern Taz had its first solve of the year, finding out where the Learn to Park cards that had been popping up around the coast had come from.
The Learn to Park cards that are getting around the coast, the orange and black looking ones.
Yes.
From two twin boys that ordered nearly 2,500 cards from overseas. And as a joke, they stuck them all over the students' cars at school. And then as people are finding them on their cars, they're just passing the love down the line.
We even went so far as to track down who we believe to be the culprit of the cards. However, he wasn't very forthcoming when we spoke to him. Look, we already know that you're involved, so one way or the other, you're going to be paying for this for the rest of your life. But if you give up your source, then we can work out a deal.
What's the deal?
The deal is you have immunity for life.
I don't know. I've been pretty immune without this deal.
Oh, yeah, to be fair. Yeah.
No one's caught me yet.
He called us.
Yeah, and so Tyler's probably not even his real name.
So with content this engaging in week one of 2025, who knows what next week will bring on the Ellie and Taz show. You'll have to listen to find out.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.